Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And welcome to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. And nice new intro they got going there.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job, Ethan. Appreciate that.
Ethan did a good job with that new intro for us here on PCSN Live. And just a little weather update, folks. It's there are some storms that are getting ready to roll in. Looks like they may be losing a little bit of steam as they get closer to central Kentucky. But if they get here like what looks like on radar, batten down the hatches. We may get a lot more rain here tonight. But again, if you're out traveling, just be aware, about 35, 40 minutes away, it could be getting here. So just be aware of the weather conditions. Because my weather app this morning said no rain at all today. And this radar is showing a ton of rain.
Well, and we already have some flooding in some areas already in the county. The Red River is already up. Obviously, it's not up enough to cause widespread flooding. But yep, depending on what we get dropped over the next couple of days, it could get worse.
This is a lot of rain this evening. Like I said, some of it is starting to dissipate in strength. However, I do think we'll see some showers here in about an hour or so. Straight to our COVID numbers with Ken. I know we are up again today, but down total-wise, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'll actually go back. Let's go back to Monday.
That works.
That's usually where we try to start. On Monday, there were 18 new cases. Well, actually, no, I've got myself all messed up.
Yeah, it was a Monday.
Right. There were, let me get this straight. Let's go with yesterday. How about if we start there? I got myself confused here on my photos that I took, screenshots of the Powell County Health Department's Facebook page. Yesterday, there were 9 new cases. 7 cases were released. That brought it to 48 active cases. And then yesterday, 2 days ago, Monday, there were 16 new cases. 6 cases were released. So on Monday, there were 58 active cases.
Yes.
Monday, 58 active cases. Tuesday, yesterday, there were 48 active cases. And today, 18 new cases, 27 cases were released. And so that brought us to 46. So we're down 2 cases from yesterday.
But we're
actually
up.
Yeah, and we're actually down. But again, yeah, with the 27 new cases, again, the way that it balances out, and then unfortunately there have been an additional death, bringing the death total to 14 since all this has started. But the fact that our numbers across the state continuing to trend up, again, it's not looking good with this Delta variant.
Yeah, yesterday's numbers statewide, I think 3,200 cases, and the highest positivity rate of the year. And you know, back in January, February, we got some pretty high positivity rates. It's almost a 13, I think, where the positive rate was yesterday. Haven't seen today's number. I don't know if you have it or not.
I don't, no.
Normally, they've been releasing around 5 o'clock for the statewide numbers. But what we're seeing and what the numbers are showing is, I think, about 95% of all hospitalizations are of the unvaccinated folks. The hospitals are full. I mean, it's... They got nowhere really to go, and if you're sick for some other reason, good luck finding a bed. I'm not knocking the COVID patients; they should be there. But this is probably a little bit more, I would say, wasted time because vaccine is available for folks who could choose to do that. And again, we have not seen a lot of death in the vaccinated patients. However, the one we lost here, my understanding, was a vaccinated person. We'll talk about that in a minute. That merits its own time. But again, you know, this is something that can be slowed down if folks just get vaccinated and take the risk out. I know more people are getting vaccinated every day, so the numbers are going up of the folks that are getting vaccinated. However, it does take 6 weeks to get through a full cycle, unless you're doing a Johnson & Johnson, and now they're saying, 8 months after your initial coverage, you are due another booster shot to refire those white blood cells to where they can recognize what they're getting and help fight it again. And they're still saying the Delta variant has been very hard, but the vaccines are really effective against the Delta variant.
Yeah, and I think, too, under the circumstances, there are a lot of younger adults, children even, at this point, that are being more affected than at any given time. And obviously, I think at that point, it's almost attrition, right? You know, meaning eventually we knew it was going to go down into the lower age brackets, and it actually has at this point.
Well, the Delta variant, they are saying it is just much more easily spread, and the young folks are more susceptible to the Delta variant. And we've already got other new variants out there, a Gamma, I think, and there's another one that's already out. You know, I don't necessarily know where all those are going, but Delta's been a kind of a butt kicker. Again, we are passing numbers where we were in 2020. Our numbers are higher than when we started school last year. And everybody started back. And again, the Kentucky Department of Education has came out with a mask mandate. It covers the governor's 30 days, and it gives the KDE the right to rescind that notice at any point. Now, I don't think now you're going to see it lifted for any reason. So what that means for us in athletics is since the KDE made this recommendation in the building, all indoor athletic events right now it's for all year. But that could be changed. But right now it's all year. For indoor events, you will have to wear a mask to attend indoor athletic events. So it's my understanding that is a statewide recommendation, and all schools should adhere to that. That we'll see as we go on who is adhering to what. Again, we've got every county in the state of Kentucky could have a different quarantine policy because it's up to the health department. So we were at this point last year, we talked about it on the radio. We never knew if this team was quarantined or if this team was out or if you were this number, because every county had a different take on it, and we never knew where we stood. Now, our district here has said we're going to follow the guidance of the CDC, the health department, and whatever the governor puts out. So that's where we stand in Powell County, but we don't know where everybody else stands.
No, and that is the frustrating part, is not knowing where everyone else stands and what they're doing and or not doing.
Yes.
I would suspect as well that it's just a matter of time before temperature checks to get into athletic events and or even going back to limiting who can and or can't even potentially attend in person. And maybe that's a player, you know, you're allotted 2 tickets, 4 tickets for family members or who knows what that, you know, is down the pipe.
Talking to Mr. Brewer today, I don't think that's in the discussion at this point. We're going to just go on as normal, but indoor sports will be mandated. Just for example, for Friday night's game, he did tell me to tell folks, get there early because it should be a really big crowd with Palo Alto. Masks are not required on outdoor events. Now, my advice would be if you're not comfortable not wearing your mask, please feel free to wear your mask. You know, Ken and I will be in the booth on Friday night. There's so many people in the booth. We'll likely be masked as well because we are in a confined area for enough time to where we would have an exposure if somebody was infected. So those are the kind of things we kind of go through as broadcasters. We really don't know if we go on the road what are the protocols at each school. We know now that indoors should require masks.
Yeah, and it's going to be tricky to navigate, just like it is with everyone, right? Yeah. Because every time you turn around, it seems like there's something new, like we're doing something, Esto's doing something else, Montgomery's doing something else, and it gets confusing for for what you're hearing. And even obviously with the fact that our news mostly comes from the Lexington market, at that point, what they're doing in Fayette County doesn't necessarily affect us, but yet we hear that, and it's just like, oh, wait, now does that transfer to us, or is that just something they're doing there?
Yeah, and we've already had school cancellations and for so many days, and really, and I said this off the air with you earlier, the legislature has kind of put the schools in a little bit of a bind this year, not allowing them to have virtual school instead of live in person. Now, everybody wants the kids back in school as long as it's safe. Nobody argues that point. But to take that away from a district that may be big time in quarantine, take that really that option for even for parents that they would choose to have their kids, they'd rather have them at home and make sure they're safe. I hate that they kind of push it in a box, push it in a corner, and now if schools cancel school for a week, that's tagged on the end of the school year, and my concern is, if you have enough cancellations, you run into the next fiscal year, which you can't go past July 15th. I don't know if they really thought about, are you going to cut funding because you're not going to go the length of time? Because they had a requirement. You must have 170 days with students. So I think this is one that's kind of maybe going to hurt some folks.
It seems totally different this time around, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right? You know, it seems totally different, whereas last time, not that everybody kind of wasn't doing their own thing, but you kind of knew where you stood, and now there's so many unknown factors that are coming into play, like what you just mentioned, whether it's a legislator, KDE, the local district, et cetera. At that point, now putting it all together and then trying to make it work for your community, it's going to be tough.
It makes it tricky. It does. We're going to step away for a break here. We'll come back, and we'll hopefully have our guest on as soon as we take a break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. As a native of Powell County, and I was taught a long time ago that nothing was better anywhere than it was right here in our hometown. That still holds true today when you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. Buying local not only stimulates our own economy, but enhances the very foundation of our community. I invite you to shop Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram before you leave to purchase a vehicle. I can assure you that you will be treated fairly and squarely right here at home.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing cost. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
Attorney Teddy Flint has represented people with injuries for many years. Teddy Flint represents people who have been injured on a contingency fee basis, which means he doesn't get paid unless he recovers damages for you. These damages may include money for pain and suffering, in addition to lost earning capacity and expenses associated with medical treatment. Teddy also takes cases involving injuries at work, including harassment and wrongful termination. If you can no longer work, Teddy Flint and his associates can help you obtain your Social Security benefits. Call Teddy Flint for a free consultation, and remember, he doesn't get paid unless you do. This is an advertisement. Court costs may be the responsibility of the client.
And welcome back here at PCSN Live. I guess we're going to change your order. We did get hold of Coach Jones on the first attempt. We'll try again after this next break. We'll make it a shorter break. We do want to talk a little bit about...
back to last night, if you want to.
Well, we could do that, but I was going to do a little bit different, but...
You go ahead.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the loss of here at Powell County that we need to kind of remember and keep your hearts and prayers out for the family of Mr. Gary Allen, or Coach Gary Allen. He's been around this program in football since 1988, since the program began. He's been out for the last couple of years, kind of got out of it. But he was also a Little League coach a long time ago and other sports. He's not just been football, and he has meant a lot to a lot of folks here in the county. And we have been blessed to have Gary in our community, and he passed away this weekend or earlier this week, and complications from COVID. And please keep that family in your hearts and prayers. Gina works at the school system. you know, Barry, he played there for, played football for 4 years when I was actually helping out when we first started in 88. So he'll be missed in the community. He's have a nice legacy. A lot of, I'm sure a lot of people have had a lot to owe to Gary Allen.
Yeah, just the impact of someone who's been around in the coaching profession, if you will. That many lives touched for the long time. The middle school, you know, coach at the middle school level as well. Again, he came to the elementary schools, you know, recruiting players, if you will, you know, having that conversation. He and Coach Riggs, Rick Riggs, coming to the elementary schools, having that conversation with, you know, students that are interested in playing and being impactful there, selling the program, if you will, to try and get them interested, especially, you know, going back several years ago before we kind of had even more of a feeder program that we even have now.
Yeah, I mean, that has been Gary and Rick. I mean, you can't really say one without the other.
Correct.
Again, Rick still involved with the football program, still involved with the Little League, still does the stats on the sidelines for the high school team. So Rick's still very involved. Gary, just his health wasn't as good, so he's been out of it for a little bit. But you can't talk about football in Powell County and really without talking about Gary Allen being part of that. That's just, he has been part of that picture since the beginning of when Bruce Reynolds came to start the program. It was a middle school program when we began. A few years later, went into a high school varsity program, and Gary's there the entire time. So I don't think he was around for Coach Jones. I'm sure Mike knows Gary. I'm sure Gary came around whenever he could. He didn't just give it up. He just, his health just didn't allow it. But we are all, you know, we all have a loss. We got to remember that family in our thoughts and prayers as we go forward.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And again, I think when you have someone with that type of longevity, again, that impacts kids at a younger age as well as an older age, obviously transitioning, you know, up to the high school and then kind of keeping that foot down there at that middle school, elementary level and everything. Again, the number of players, and there's no telling. Obviously, you've coached for a long time as well. It's kind of hard to fathom, in a sense, what impact you truly have. Sports, you know, life lessons are within sports.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just all fun and games. I mean, there are life lessons to be learned within a sports team, if you will. And there's no telling, again, the impact that someone like him has on players and ultimately turning into adults and the character that they would have.
Gary truly loved the kids. And that's the one thing that I know the kids felt from him was they knew he cared. And I've seen Facebook posts about Gary that are like that. He would tell you like it was. I mean, he would hold a whole lot back, but he would support you. He would be with you. He'd help guide you. If you were down, he would help pick you up. He may tell you some of the things that you're doing wrong and you can improve on, but that's kind of part of being a coach. But, you know, the man was around for at least 30 years here with football, and it was a part of him. It became just where it was a part of Gary. And the community, like I said, the community will be missing a man that really, in my opinion, just kind of put his life. He didn't get paid a ton of money. Didn't get paid coach's salary, big stipends. He did it for the love of the sport, love of the kids, love of the game. And, you know, we went into this in 88. Ken, it was, you know, like I said, you had Rick and Gary and myself, three people who were kind of dummies when it came to football. We really learned what they taught us to learn, and we didn't have football here in Powell County for a long time, but we kind of learned as we went, and that was kind of fun for a while, and I got out of it, but thankfully Gary and Rick stood the course, and like I said, Rick's still involved with the football program, and I'm not real sure that the folks in the community appreciate those guys enough. Again, they spend a lot of their time volunteering, countless hours. I mean, we're talking about working on the field, getting it ready. Yo, big thanks to Gary and Rick. Like I said, you can't hardly mention one without the other, kind of like Batman and Robin. But thank those guys. Thank Rick for his time. And we got to thank the Allen family for him sharing his time with all of you guys. So, again, we'll leave that. I'm sure they'll have some kind of a dedication Friday night, or I would assume they would. We'll ask Coach Jones when we get him on the air. But, again, it's well-deserved. Gary, good man, and, again, good person in this community.
Yeah, and on one hand, not only the love of the game, you know, that you kind of acquire. You can tell by looking at him, he was a football guy.
Oh,
he
football,
just had
yeah.
that presence yeah. about him, right?
But he became a football guy for sure.
Yes, and not only the love of the game, though, but ultimately a love of kids.
Yes.
And again, to take that time without a lot of pay, without a lot of recognition, and to be willing to sacrifice family time, et cetera, in order to be impactful of a larger family, if you yeah. will. But again, just the impact, again, good guy, and definitely going to be missed.
Again, thanks, Gary, for all the years, and we'll miss you, big guy, on the sidelines. I know you've been there for all the games that you could attend. If not, I'm sure you watched the broadcast or whatever it was. So we'll step away for a break, try to get Coach Jones, and again, here on PCSN Live.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
Appalachian Wireless puts service, towers, and technology in areas that other carriers won't. With almost 300 towers in our 29-county coverage area, we know for our communities to grow, they have to have connectivity to succeed. That's why Appalachian Wireless's primary focus is to provide support and service to communities that are in our coverage area. Advancing the gap between technology and communities is our goal of providing a better tomorrow for Appalachia. We are the region's best and most reliable network. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. We're going to have Mike on a little bit later. Got hold of him, but he was just concluding practice. He said they had pictures today, so it ran him a little bit of behind. And we do know we got a big game coming up on Friday, so he's got to get everything he needs to get done here. We'll call him back here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So let's do this. In the meantime, let's switch gears again, and let's hit volleyball. Opening game last night for the Powell County Lady Pirates volleyball team. They ended up having a home match against Menifee County. Came out in the first set, really looked great. At one point, went up 24-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Menifee County kind of went on a little run themselves before the Lady Pirates won set number one, 25-10. Then they ended up going into set number two. Started off a little bit more competitive, but then the Lady Pirates were able to pull away. They won set number two, 25-11. And then a very competitive third set. The Lady Pirates were victorious 25-18 to win 3-0 to take the match. But in set number three, new head coach Jasmine Thorpe ended up changing her players out, which was nice to see. They did the first two groups, if you will, did a nice job, but she got a lot of playing time for that second tier, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Two or three players, I think, played a lot of that game, but really that other four rotated in, I think, everybody on the bench and got some quality playing time for those that normally just get to practice and don't play a lot of varsity time. Here's the thing. We saw some good play out of some of those girls that went in a substitute row and set number three. The score was 25-18. I think at any point in time, Powell County was going to be fine. They weren't really in jeopardy of losing the set. But I really like what Jasmine did to get those players some experience. And again, it's kind of like this. If you have a player that faults a little bit and falls off your mark in the varsity, now you've got these kids some experience on the varsity level on the bench that could go in and switch roles with that player. And those are some good things to have happen.
Yeah, especially early on. You know, I mean, the first game of the season, now all of a sudden you're giving them that varsity experience. They maintained and held their own, obviously mm-hmm. ended up winning, but that experience, you can't replace that experience. You know, when all of a sudden now you hate to all of a sudden, let's say, get further into the season, now all of a sudden you're just like, oh, wait, now do I put this player in or not put this player in? Yeah. Now, that throws that out because now she knows I can go to the bench, I can get quality production out of those players, and obviously just the player's confidence.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her depth is as far as the depth chart is concerned on where the players rate. But I could see a possibility of maybe some players may have moved up that depth chart list by the way they performed in the varsity game. Sometimes you got a kid that's in practice, looks really good, and when you get in the game, maybe don't look as sharp. And then you got kids that are gamers, and they just perform well in game situation. And sometimes the two don't always mix. I mean, sometimes you've got kids that may start, but you've got kids that, when they get their opportunity, they need to take the best of it and show, look, this is what I can do in a game situation. And I think that's a perfect opportunity last night in set three to find that out. And I think Jazz did a really good job of doing that.
Yeah, and a little bit different. We had her on the air last week, but things a little bit different. This year, a 5-1 set, meaning one of the players is a libero. The libero comes in defensively on that back line, in a sense. They wear the different colored jersey. Trinity Ritchie was in that role last night. Did a really nice job kind of coming in and coming out. And even when the original starters were taken out, she kind of remained in there at times. And, again, the way that the players kind of came together and gelled, a lot of new faces.
Yeah,
you know,
Hannah Crabtree pretty much stayed in the setter's row. And they had any of the other five could go hit. When Trinity was out, they had five girls that could all be hitters, even from the back row. And, you know, Trinity didn't stay out very long when she came out. She maybe one rotation and then right back in. But again, I liked the way they used the libero last night. I liked the way the game was played. It was a different look for what we would normally see. But again, the kids said they're kind of enjoying it. It's a new way to play, and it's a new style. So they liked the freshness of it. So that, in turn, could be a good thing going forward.
Yeah, and I think sometimes from a mental point of view, right, when things are changed up a little bit, you're almost refreshed and renewed, kind of like now you're almost forced to do better, right? You internalize that in a sense, like, okay, now I have something more to prove because I'm still learning now this new system. And I think under those circumstances, obviously the players stepped up. We interviewed Hannah Crabtree and Joanna Centers, two seniors on the team last night. Both of them did really well. Joanna Centers back serving. Mm-hmm. We didn't see that last year with her, so a new role for her to be on that serve line.
And she said she had to work hard to get to where she needed to be for the serve. So,
right.
You know, when you – and I'm not knocking what they did last year, because what Ken did last year with those girls, he had specific people to serve that were really good at serving. And we lost a lot of seniors last year. And, again, the roles just change when you change the personnel that you have. And I think it worked last night for Jabs and what she had. And again, she knew this team going in. She was assistant before. Again, got Chelsea as the assistant now, Chelsea Haddock. So they'll do a good job, I think, with the Lady Pirates. They're young. So I would always ask this of folks: be patient with your young coaches. They may turn into a Ken Jones beer for 30 years.
Well, and obviously the foundation that Ken Jones established in the volleyball program. Huge. And therefore, I think the caliber of players and what he was able to do coaching his players up, if you will. A great season last year. Obviously, it ended not like they had hoped, in a sense, but still consistently. Powell County is one of those top teams in the region. They're being disrespected this year in their opinions. But as we've talked before, Ken Jones kind of likes that, right?
Yeah,
guess what? Let's not be on their radar, in a sense.
I understand. When you lose the personnel that we lost last year,
six seniors,
I understand why you're not ranked as high. This team is going to surprise some folks as we move through the season. Now, when they're tested with a good match, and it would have been a good match tomorrow night to see Powell versus Knott, that game has been canceled, just to let you guys know, due to Knott County having to cancel school due to COVID. The game has been canceled for tomorrow night. So the next game, you'll be able to see the Pirates.
Let me switch back on here. Actually, they're scheduled to be at Wolf County for the Swift Silver Mine Showcase. Now, Whether or not that actually happens or not is another thing. And then actually it will be next Monday will be their next matchup. That will be a home game against Breathitt County. And with
you just said two of the biggest rivals they've got the rest of the season. So
coming right out of the gate,
we're going to wrap it up quick then for the Lady Pirates. If they play Wolf on Saturday and then turn right around and play Breathitt, your two biggest rivals are really in the region as far as close rivals. Those are the two. You know, Wolf County has been predominantly
the favorite. That's a showcase. So Wolf County.
So I would assume you're still playing Wolf County, though, right?
It's to be determined.
Other teams up there on Saturday. So we'll let you know how that comes out next Wednesday night on the showcase. We'll talk about it Monday during the broadcast. Are we doing the Monday broadcast?
At this point, we will be. I believe we're doing Mondays.
I wasn't sure about the other programming.
That's a good point.
We'll let you know maybe before the end of the show.
Well, anyway, and I will say this, too, is that going forward, though, our broadcasting will be at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Varsity games have been switched to the 6 o'clock slot. So going forward for girls volleyball, we will be doing varsity games at 6 o'clock, going forward.
All these folks are starting to learn that you get your varsity game in. I sometimes wish basketball would work the same way. Play your varsity game first, make sure you get it in, you play your second game. That's what we've done in softball for years, play your varsity game first and then go from there. It may change your crowd a little bit, but sometimes you want to make sure that you get those games in and you don't keep the kids out super late on a night.
Well, potentially now the fact that they're going the best 3 out of 5
sets to complete a match.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, those could go a little bit longer as well, and last thing you want on a school night, basically, to have the kids out late.
And as we mentioned earlier, it will be masks required as far as spectators are concerned until further notice.
I'm pretty sure we're doing Monday's game because on that's Monday, Breathitt County at Powell County, Tuesday, Powell County at Bath County, and then the following Tuesday, Powell at Lee County on the 31st. So
just kind of a little bit of a gap in between, but hopefully we'll bring you some news about the volleyball program as we go forward. We're going to take another break and, again, try to come back with Coach Jones. If he's finished practice, we'll try to get up with Mike here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Ever think about this? 83% of customers who buy from Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram buy again. The reasons? Great deals, great service, and a simple way of doing business. It's the Make This Summer event. All new 2021 Ram pickups are priced to sell. Come see why Ram is the truck of the year for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Also come see why Tanner is the best place to buy. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Hurt your ankle at practice? Or maybe you caught that stomach bug from your friend at school? Come to Clark Regional for the fastest and most effective care you can get from only the best of doctors. So, don't worry when you sprain your ankle making that crowd-pleasing flip. You'll be back on the field in no time.
Advancing quality care in our community. Text CHEER to 606-663-2811 to find out how you can support your Powell County cheerleaders.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. You're listening to Pickup Country 104.9 FM, the official home of the Powell County Sports Network. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at listenlikealocal.com for a full schedule of this season's events. This coverage made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, and Citizens Guarantee Bank. Go Pirates!
Welcome back here to PCSN Live, and welcome. This is Dave Faulkner along with Ken Simon, and we are going to be joined now by Coach Mike Jones. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, sir. Got you.
All right, and we are getting fired up about our 2021 high school football season. So what you got coming up on Friday night?
We got the cross-county rival coming in, Estill County. place I spent 18 years of my life.
And now this is a special game for you, and I think it's still a special game pretty much for all of our kids. I still consider them our biggest rival, regardless of what district we're in.
Yeah, and it's always been that way, and I'm sure both teams will be ready to go, and should be a good game.
What are your thoughts about it being the first game of the season? Was that something that you all had, you know, kind of been thinking about for some time, and we're just now able to get it lined out, or just kind of this year just happened to work out that way?
I think it just kind of happened to work that way. We know that you want to play that game, and you know, last year with the COVID deal, everything just kind of, you know, you just didn't know what, you know, and it's already starting again. I mean, people are scrambling for games. There's already people canceling games and stuff, so.
Yeah, we're seeing already, we saw like a couple of volleyball games, a couple of soccer games already get canceled, so. I think we'll see more of it as we go forward. Hopefully, we'll keep it down here in Powell County, though.
Yeah, we'll keep it down and keep playing and keep this thing going from week to week. And because if that sets in on us, it gets really tough. You know, last year was just a nightmare. But you know, my mother got a call yesterday. She's come down with COVID, and so it's you know, that dealing with that last year really didn't have to deal with it too much with personal family. So
right,
it's kicking back up again.
Well, send her thoughts and prayers out to your mother, and hope all goes well with her.
Well, thank you, Will. She's in the Winchester nursing home there, so it's, you know, you kind of can't get in there. And
yeah,
so.
That's.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that is just tragic when it's like that. I hate, that's the biggest part I hate about the COVID situation in the hospital. You just can't see those folks when they go in or when they become ill. So what are your expectations for Friday? I know you've been practicing long enough now, and I'm sure Estill County has too. So what are we expected to see on Friday night?
Well, you're going to see a little different version of what we did last year, probably a more deceptive type offense. And, you know, basically same philosophy. Keep that ball and drive it and get first downs and beat the clock. I think we got some guys that can bust out of there, and they're fast enough to take it the distance. We found that out in our scrimmages. You know, we had a 13-minute drive at Berea the other night.
Wow.
That's one whole quarter gone. And that's what we got to do. And we played a lot better on defense, tackled a lot better, went against some fine athletes and kind of held them down, held them to 7 points. So, I don't know. If we play like that again, we'll be proud of them and keep working.
Yeah, this is probably one of the fastest groups of individuals. You got some really fast kids on this lineup.
Yeah, I've never had this kind of speed at Estill County. That many guys that can run. There's probably 6 to 7 guys that, you know, run sub 4.840. So under that,
yeah, you got some really good burners. Now, they're small. You had a couple guys that got hurt, and then a couple guys that left midseason. That are back with you guys. So what do you look? I know you're going to run the wing T, and I throw this back like a Tony Burchett. He always said the best defense is a strong offense, and it may not be what everybody likes to see, but I think your offense and his, not the same offense, but they work for the same goal.
Yeah, same philosophy.
Yeah.
Same philosophy. Someone told me the other day, Mike, he said, you get 4 stops in that offense, you're gonna have a great shot of winning.
Bingo.
And, you know, when you're driving the ball like that and eating clock, the opportunities for their offense is slipping away minute by minute. And, you know, if we get 3 turnovers, 3 takeaways, the odds are in our favor of winning. And, a lot of high school teams, it's hard for them to drive the ball consistently and not make a mistake. So
Yeah, that's been what we're gonna do. That's kind of our bugaboo. Maybe last year, maybe too many turnovers or unforced errors, penalties at a bad time, something like that. Hopefully, those are the things I'm sure you guys have been trying to clean up.
Oh yeah, we had two fumbles and two scrimmages, so them has went down drastically, and I think that's the way we're holding the ball in the high cradle, and I think that's helped a lot with that.
As far as the makeup of your team this year compared to last year, obviously you lost a lot of good players on last year's team that graduated, etc. As far as the makeup of your team here, where do you find your strengths besides speed?
We got decent size. Not huge. I mean, we got some huge guys, but we're definitely bigger and stronger from the weight season.
Yeah.
We look like football players now, and that's everybody pretty much that was here for the weight season. The weight season, you know, should pay off big dividends injury wise and you know, playing better defense and moving people, things like that. So.
Yeah, last year we went without weights, I guess pretty much the entire off season, and jumped right into football. That we talked about that last year wasn't a good outlook as far as your injuries are concerned, because the injuries really cropped up, and I think with good weight room session, then some of the injuries will be a little bit lower.
Yes, and then you continue that weightlifting during the season, you know, as much as you can. Mondays is a big weightlifting day for us and a big running day. And so we'll continue to lift weights and just hope, you know, last year was about the worst I've ever seen. You know, two broke collarbones, probably four knees. It was some backs. It was some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and again, I don't think anybody's to fault on that. I think it has more of a COVID put us in a bad situation and just kind of got worse from there.
Yes, I agree.
As far as the Go ahead,
I'm done.
I was going to say, as far as the outlook of your players, obviously, new season, new opportunity here. What's it been like for practices? You know, your players getting at it in a sense and ready to go Friday night?
Yeah, we've had a lot of good practices. The heat, you know, today we kind of had to strip some stuff off, and I think it was 103 when I checked it.
Woo.
So we had to strip some stuff off, but our practices has been great, and we tried to limit we had pitcher day today, you know, but that was kind of a distraction. But we got our practice in.
I hate pitcher day.
Oh, gosh.
No offense to the photographers, but I hate picture day. It's kind of a wasted opportunity at a good practice session, right?
Yeah, my wife asked me what I was wearing for pictures.
women will take care of us, right?
Yeah. I said, we ain't taking pictures. I said, it's about the kids. Yeah. It's their day. We'll let them take pictures, and then we'll practice.
Yeah, it's I always hate picture day. It just kind of messes with my feng shui, I guess, if you will. But gets you out of routine, and just I hate losing routine when you're playing a game or getting ready to play. And like I said, you got a big one coming up Friday night. You got to get prepared for the engineers. What are they doing? Are they doing anything different? Do they have a new coach, or what do you expect to see out of them?
They had the same coach they had in, I think it was 19.
Okay.
Come over here and play. Yeah. He's running the same stuff. It's a pistol formation, really dynamic player in the Tynese. He's a handful, and we know it. Ain't no doubting it. And then they've got a few good skill kids, and you know, they're going to be a handful. No doubt about that.
So he'll be a kind of an option guy?
Yeah, zone read.
Yeah.
He'll zone read it. He'll fake toss, run power, quarterback power. Yeah, he's, you know, when the thing's on the line, you know he's going to have the ball.
Yeah.
Very quick, good speed, quick and small. It reminds me a lot of the Prestonsburg quarterback from last year.
Okay.
And he was super fast. And,
well, the way he's described me, I was thinking of another young man named Jones that you might know.
Yeah, I know that guy.
He was always a handful for anybody to bring down as well.
Yeah, they're very similar, you know, and very very similar systems, and just a handful. I don't know. There's too many defenses for a running quarterback.
You've got to have some speed to be able and be able to tackle as well. So I'm sure you'll have a spy on that kid, right?
Oh, you've got to really tweak your defense to handle somebody like that. When he was a freshman, he was the best player on our football team. So that's what kind of player he is. And, you know, like I said, now he's got some experience under him. And, you know, he'll be, might be the best player on the field that night.
Well,
Friday night.
If we can slow him down then and run our offense, keep him off the field, we can do our thing, right?
Oh, yeah. You've got, like I said, our plan is, first downs, eat the clock, and keep him not taking any snaps. The less snaps, the better. And if we can do that, we may have a chance. But I'm sure that everybody they faced last year, which I don't think they played but four games last year.
Yeah, that hurts as well because you lose that experience. And I know it's not like. Everybody's in the same boat with COVID, but some teams got to play a whole lot more games than others.
Yes. Some of them played it all the way through.
Yeah.
I don't know how they did.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that earlier. It's just every county's got its own rules, which makes it kind of difficult for us to compete with, because I know our rules are fairly strict as far as comparison to others, but, it is what it is. I think that we know what we've got. We know. Would you be happy ready for Estill County on Friday?
Yeah. Right now we got one kid on quarantine, and it hasn't affected us too bad. But here's the thing: keep in mind that everybody else started school before us.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
And that's the I'm kind of being patient here and waiting to see. Hopefully nothing to come out of it. But, it's once you get back in school like that. I think it was last year, too. It really didn't ramp up.
You're right.
Yeah.
You had, I think Estill County's got close to 130, 140 kids at the high school that are quarantined as of today. So that's a pretty good size number. I don't know if their football team's been affected, but I know that's about a fourth of their population.
Oh, wow. I don't know how long they've been in school. What, 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. And that's the thing: these schools that have been in for a week or two, a lot of them are shutting back down. Kind of a scary scenario for us going forward, I believe.
Yeah, like I said, it's hit home for me, and last year it hit home for my wife. She lost her aunt from it, and I just don't think it's nothing to play with.
Nope. Agreed.
If we need to shut it down for 2 weeks or whatever, it needs to be done.
Now, do you have a lot of kids that have been vaccinated, or do you kind of ask your kids if they have that option, if they would choose to do that?
Well, I told them there was a day here that I asked them that if they wanted to go get vaccinated, I'd go with them. And it was you could tell that there was influence there. And I'm not one to, not going to go out on a limb here and say things, because there's, people still getting it that's vaccinated.
Oh, so you're correct.
It's hard to argue with that. And,
well, I was looking at it. I know there's some other schools or teams that the kids are choosing to do it. They're looking at it this way: if we go get vaccinated early enough and get completely vaccinated, we won't have to quarantine like the rest of the student body would. So I didn't know if their kids were thinking on those lines or it's just precautionary just because you don't want to get COVID.
Yeah, and I told them that. I said, you won't have to quarantine. But the thing is that people that are vaccinated still spread it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, you know.
Catch 22 we are in, sir.
Yes, very much. And you know, my mom got it. She's vaccinated.
Well, hopefully it'll do its job and she won't have as severe as symptoms as others have had.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of research out there on vitamin D3 and zinc, and I think that, you know, that ought to be part of everybody's household. Make sure you got a good stash of that and take it every day, because, I've heard stories, unbelievable stories about that, and nobody says too much about that.
No, they just stick to just the vaccine. They don't give you the other possibilities that are out there. It's kind of crazy on these changing times. But like I said, I wish you and your family the best. And again, thoughts and prayers to your mom. And best of luck for Friday night. We'll let you get back out of here. I know you got to finish up. And possibly some rain coming in here in the next 30 minutes. Some of it's dissipating before it gets here. But don't want y'all to get too wet as y'all leave.
All right, buddy. We appreciate y'all.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Mike. See you Friday.
All right.
Again, Coach Mike Jones here on PCSN Live. We'll take another break. Be back in a moment.
Community. What does the word mean to you? Here at Citizens Guaranty Bank, community means everything. It's why we do what we do. As our community grows, we are here to be your helping hand, putting your dreams to work. Our community has very exciting opportunities and challenges. Let us help you build your future and meet the future needs of our community. My name is James Clark, the Powell County Market President here at Citizens Guaranty Bank. At Citizens, we are your hometown bank, and we are here for you because we are you.
Stop by any of our convenient locations in Stanton, Irvin, Berea, Richmond, and London. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Citizens Guaranteed Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Qualifications and rules may apply. See institution for details.
Pre-planning your funeral should be a natural part of life because it provides you with time to make end-of-life decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Start the online planning process now or meet with one of our pre-planning advisors here at Davis & Davis Funeral Home for your end-of-life celebration. We also offer tribute videos, memorial websites, and live funeral webcasting. Contact Davis & Davis Funeral Home to discuss the possibilities. Find us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Again, I'd like to thank Mike Jones for coming on, give us a good segment about what you expect to see Friday, and also open our eyes a little bit about, you know, how COVID has impacted him and his family as well. So a lot of things we don't necessarily always know when we come on the air.
No, you're exactly right. And again, it's to me, hearing stories like that, again, it makes it real. My son is getting over COVID. He's been vaccinated as well. Symptoms more along the lines of sinus kind of congestion and
like
unable to breathe and a headache kind of, yes, but obviously realizing like what could it have been had he not been vaccinated in a sense, but he's kind of getting over that as well. And it's tough. And obviously some people too that have been vaccinated, the fatigue seems to be a huge aspect of it, being able to kind of have that energy, if you will, to kind of get up and over that hump.
Yeah, and you know people can catch it twice, or been, you know, like John Rahm, professional golfer, he's been quarantined twice. Bryson DeChambeau's been quarantined twice. So these guys are having COVID multiple times. So that goes to show you, like, the 8 month thing, you know, I know it wasn't 8 months for Rahm or DeChambeau. It was probably 2 or 3 months when they got it again or tested positive again. They probably had a slight case the second time, if you will. You know, the first time probably gonna give you some antibodies to be able to fight it. But again, it's not really long lasting. It's you know, that's why I think it is important for the vaccine. It's out there, it's available. If everybody was vaccinated, then we maybe could eradicate COVID for now. I do think this is something that's going to be a routine thing for years to come. It's something that's not going it's not going dormant. We might be able to kick it, but it's going to take everybody working together to do so.
Well, just the variants that are already coming out, the mutations, if you will, that
just
are out
like
there.
Just like the flu.
Yeah, exactly. You know, now it's just a matter of keeping ahead of the game in a sense, but obviously we're always playing catch up at this point because it's spreading so fast. The different variants, the different ways that it affects people, that kind of thing. It definitely makes it rough.
Yeah, Delta has by far been the worst we've seen as far as the spreadability, if you will. I don't know if it's the right term or not, but it does spread much faster, much easier. So, again, just stay protected as much as you can. Doesn't hurt to wear a mask. It doesn't harm us a bit. It gets a little warm, but you know, last year we got used to wearing them all the time. I think these kids, when they're going to school, everybody's making a big deal out of it. They wore masks last year.
It's like wearing a seatbelt, right?
Yes,
when that law was passed however many decades ago, everybody was kind of complaining or whatever else. The next thing you know, now we all buckle up. We don't even think about it.
And now you get fined if you don't have your seatbelt on. But, you know, again, it's proven to save lives. You're 95% of all traffic fatalities. We're not wearing a seatbelt. Therefore, it's pretty safe to say that it's effective. It's just kind of like the vaccine. 90-95% of the folks aren't going to get real sick, and that's kind of where the punch is for the vaccine. I'll recommend it to you, but if you get sick, it's not my fault, I guess. But you know, it's just something we all got to. I think we all have to come together and do this to be able to have the herd immunity that we need. We're just not going to get there until more people have shots in arms.
No, you're exactly right. I'm going to switch gears just a little bit, go back to football here real
quick.
Probably
a good thing.
So Estill County at Powell County this Friday night. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock, kickoff scheduled for 7:30. Then the following Friday, August the 27th, Powell at Breathitt County. So two big non-district games basically out of the gate to kind of start there. And then on September the 3rd, Powell County will travel to Bath County, and then on September the 10th, they will travel to Prestonsburg. So you have three out of the first four games on the road, which will be interesting to see how that plays out. Then on September the 17th, Perry County Central coming to Powell County, a home game for the Pirates. September the 24th, we'll get into district play. Lewis County will come. And then October the 1st, Fleming County will be opposition there as the Pirates will travel on the road on October 1st to Fleming County. And then they're back at home on October the 8th against Pendleton County, on the road at Mason County October the 22nd, and then finish out the regular season on October the 29th at Owen County.
And that's non-conference.
Yes, that's they end on that non-conference there. So you have the four straight conference games right in a row, starting September the 24th, October 1st, the 8th, and the 22nd.
So five non-conference, four conference, and a non-conference wind up the season.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that schedule is loaded. You got Breathitt County, and I got a lot of friends in Jackson, and we're telling this may be one of the best football teams they've ever had. Perry Central, a 5A school, I believe. That's going to be a very tough competition for the Pirates going forward. Bath County always seems like it's a good competition, good game for the Pirates. And, again, starting out with Estill County, this is not a cupcake schedule. That is for sure. This is a tough one for the Pirates, but hopefully we'll be able to withstand whatever they've got going for us.
Yeah, and I truly like the fact that the Estill County game is right out of the gates.
I do, too.
I think that's great on both sides of the county line, in a sense. And I wish that could be something that could be worked out
Every year.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe week two.
No, I'd want it out of the gates.
Yeah.
I mean, because ultimately it goes back to, okay, it's a rivalry game. It's still a non-conference, non-district game at that point. It's kind of irrelevant other than pride, if you will, you know, bragging rights. But at the same time, to come out of the gates, to see what you have against your rival, it's almost like the Louisville-Kentucky. I almost wish that was the first game of the season as well.
I know those guys are going to agree to that. But
no, they won't.
I do agree. It is a lot of fun coming up Friday night. Again, I think it's also alumni night at Powell County High School on Friday night. So all the alumni hopefully will be back for the game on Friday as well. And what better night to have alumni night? And again, want to thank we got a sponsor for free tickets for our student body.
Correct. Sterling Health.
So big thank you to Sterling Health to provide that for our students. Hopefully you'll be able to come out and support the Pirates on Friday night and for all the other games that we have available for you as well. So it's a big deal. And again, thanks to Sterling Health for doing that for us.
I think we've got one more commercial break.
I think so.
And then let's do that and come back and let's briefly talk about soccer.
Yeah, we'll go a little bit long, but that's okay. We got nowhere to go.
Your hometown's where you want to raise. Actually, we do.
We're being loyal to a friend's the only way.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. Years ago, my parents taught me that treating people fairly was the way to survive in any endeavor. I invite you to come see us before you leave our community to buy a vehicle. You will find that our comfortable down-home environment is one we take great pride in providing to our customers and the community we love. Our future generation will thank us for buying local.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events, in their academics, at home, or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device. Made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy, located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. And Ken's got some updates on boys and girls soccer.
Yeah, we've not necessarily talked about soccer, which is actually going on. A couple of games for the Powell County Lady Pirates soccer team. Coached by Lane Mink, as the Lady Pirates started off their season with a victory at Menifee County, 4-1. And then they tied against Morgan County, 1-1. So the Lady Pirates, one win, no losses, one tie. Their next game will actually be coming up tomorrow, as they will play West Carter at home. So that is a home game for the Lady Pirates against West Carter. And then on Saturday, they will play host to Hazard for the boys. The boys soccer team, coached by Doug Turner, they are 0-1. They ended up losing to Menifee County. 5-1 was the score of that match. And then they will play tomorrow night at Jackson City, the Powell County Pirates boys team. And then they'll come on Saturday. They will actually play against Hazard, another home game. So boys and girls play host to Hazard on Saturday, and then the boys coming up tomorrow night against Jackson City.
Wish our soccer teams good luck, and we'll hope to have some of those coaches on there in the next coming weeks. Try to do that in the next couple of weeks or so, get the boys and girls soccer coaches. But for Ken and myself, we're going to say good night. And again, remember the Allen family in your prayers as we go forward. And a big thanks to Gary Allen for all he did for Powell County Sports. Good night from PCSN.
Thank you. for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Like WSKV-FM on Facebook and let us know where you're listening from.